Howdy, folks. The papers say a dollar won't do as much for people as it once did. Well, maybe that's because people won't do as much for a dollar as they once did. This is Pat Buttram inviting you for delicious double mint chewing gum to join us for just entertainment.
Everywhere you go, sunshine follows.
Yes, sir, this is just entertainment. And, you know, when I was a boy, I used to save gunny sacks and sell them for a nickel apiece, I remember. Looks like I was a little hasty trying to make a fast dollar. I wish I'd waited a spell, because gunny sacks today, they're going to be the height of dress fashion here. Yeah, that's what the style designers say. My lady is going to be shrouded from neck to hemline in a gunny sack with no trimmings. Unless she ties a rope around her waist or something like that. I don't know. With this gunny sack dress, the girls won't have to be concerned about the waistline. They can go waddling off in all directions, you know. It's not going to show under the sack. Well, everybody says this style's gonna be a big success, but I don't know. I can't believe that. I can't believe the girls will do this to us. If this is a shape of things to come, I'm gonna wear blinders. I don't wanna look. I've got a good memory and I'm gonna just use it. Of course, it doesn't take much memory to remind yourself to chew double mint gum after every meal. In the first place, the fine flavor and the smooth, satisfying chewing, they're so pleasant that they just keep reminding you themselves. And you know that chewing double mint after meals helps keep your teeth clean, aids digestion, too. When healthful benefits are pleasant, too, well, it's real easy to remember a thing like chewing double mint gum after every meal. Leastways, it's easy for me. You try it, huh? And right now, try listening to Paula Richards.
Forget your troubles and just get happy. You'd better chase all your cares away. Shout hallelujah, come on, get happy. Get ready for the judgment day. The sun is shining, come on, get happy. The Lord is waiting to take your hand. Shout hallelujah, come on, get happy. We're going to the promised land. We're heading across the river. Wash your sins away in the tide. It's oh so peaceful on the other side. Forget your troubles and just get happy. You'd better chase all those cares away. Shout hallelujah, come on, get happy. Get ready for the judgment day. Chase all your cares away. Shout hallelujah. Come on, get happy. Get ready for the judgment day.
Well, wasn't that nice, huh? You know, I read a lot of newspapers, and a good many of our state prisons, they have their own papers now, and they do a real good job of it, too. I came across one the other day where the inmates suggested a bunch of song titles for the disc jockeys to play to them. One I liked was Throw Mama from the Train of File, it was called. I think I get the message there. And another title was, You Ain't Nothing But a Stool Pigeon. And the third song I recall in this list was, I Might As Well Be Sprung. Of course, these prison writers, they have to be kind of careful what they say. You know? Of course, I'm always careful to say that delicious double mint chewing gum is in a class all by itself when it comes to high quality and fine flavor. It does you good while you're enjoying yourself, you know. While you're having all the pleasure of satisfying, long-lasting chewing, well, you're getting helps like aid for digestion or relief in the form of moist, cool comfort for your mouth. Boy, what a pleasant way to do yourself good. I don't need to tell you to buy some double mint gum today, do I? Well, if I do, I will. Buy some double mint chewing gum today. But don't do it right now. No, not right this minute, because the Jack Halloran Quartet, they're going to sing Look for the Silver Lining, and I wouldn't want you to miss that.
Please don't be offended if we preach to you a while. Tears are out of place in eyes that were meant to smile. There's a way to make your very biggest trouble small. Here's the happy secret of it all.
Of it all. Look for the silver lining when there a cloud appears in the blue. Remember somewhere the sun is shining, and so the right thing to do is make it shine for you. A heart full of joy and gladness will always banish sadness and strife. So always look for the silver lining. And try to find the sunny side of love for the silver lining.
Boy, if better quartet numbers are done, I don't know who's going to do them. I know you'd like to hear them sing some more, but we want to keep this get-together well-rounded, and it's time for the Buttram Bonus. Today's Buttram Bonus is one that everybody's going to be interested in. How to live to be 100 years old. Now, don't say it can't be done in your case, because the figures show that one American in every 37,000 is 100 years old or older. Only trouble is they don't agree among themselves on how to live that long. One person will tell you, stay away from all stimulants, work hard, go to bed early, get up early, which is being pretty nasty about it, I think. You might ask yourself the question, is that really living? But another who's reached 100, they'll say, do as you please, live it up. Well, these people may not be 100 years old, but there's days when they sure feel 100. Personally, I like the advice given by a famous doctor. He says to grow old gracefully. And do these things. He said, associate with young people, think and talk about the present and future, not the past. Take life calamly and at an even pace, and cultivate wide interest. Let's see how I qualify there. Well, I associate with young people as long as they let me hang around. And as to the present and future, if I had to cut out talking about the past, I'd run out of things to say. Of course, I maintain if the past has produced pleasant memories, well, it's all right to hash them over now and then. Now, take life calmly and at an even pace. I don't think anybody can claim I've goofed up on that one. That's sort of my specialty, taking things easy. Now, as to my interest, I'd say they're certainly wide enough. Winston County, my wife and family, just entertainment, and double mint chewing gum. So I'm all right there. Of course, I don't claim that chewing double mint will guarantee you living to be 100. But double mint will sure give you a lot of pleasure and satisfaction and do you a lot of good, believe me. The satisfying chewing does your nerves good, for one thing, you know, it eases away tension and helping you relax. So just as a friendly suggestion, enjoy refreshing double mint chewing gum often, every day, will you? And now let's listen to Paula Richards and Bill Kennedy.
Would you like to take a walk?
Do you think it's gonna rain?
How about a sarsaparilla?
Gee, the moon is yellow.
Something good'll come from that.
Have you heard the latest song?
It's a very pretty strain.
Don't you feel a little thrilly?
Gee, it's getting chilly.
Something good'll come from that.
When you're strolling through the wares, you need a hostess to lean upon.
But when you have no hostess to hug and watch us, gosh darn. Would you like to take a walk?
Don't you think it's gonna rain?
Ain't you tired of the talkies?
I prefer the walkies.
Something good'll come from that.
Like to take a walk with me.
Wasn't that cute? Oh, I swear I don't know where the time goes. Seems like we just got started and it's time to be leaving you. Well, we'll be back tomorrow. But meantime, I'll tell you, for a swell taste treat and a long-lasting chewing treat, you enjoy a delicious double mint gum. Keep a package handy in your pocket or your pocketbook there. And make sure there's plenty around the house, you know, for the family to enjoy, too. Until tomorrow, then, this is Pat Buttram reminding you that when money talks, what it usually says is, so long.